Good morning. My guest this morning is Ken Nugent. He is an author and historian and the writer of his debut novel, Petaluma Slough.
Correct.
So tell us about Petaluma Slough. It sounds like a fascinating book.
Well, I'm a history buff. I was on the board of the Petaluma Museum and the Sonoma County Historic Society, and I picked up a lot of historical information, which I found that Native Californians had never heard of. And I wanted to get it out there while I had an opportunity in my life, and so I put it together in a fictional narrative, but most of the elements of the story are true.
Uh-huh.
The real inspiration for the book, the initial inspiration, was I was on the board of a local church in Petaluma, and we got a letter from the local rancher who said, "Hey guys, there are stained glass windows in the hen house that are going to get ruined when the hen house collapses around them. You have to go get the stained glass windows." And we had no idea what he was talking about. So myself and a bunch of other people from the church went, and we found out that there were 9 stained glass windows. And to make a very long story short, there were 5 names memorialized on the windows. And I started digging into the history of them.
Wow.
And that led to the book ultimately being formulated.
That's archaeology.
In a sense, it is.
So what aspects of California history do you cover?
It starts in 1835 with the local Sonoma adobe here in Petaluma with Vallejo. And it's really a story about fate and how things change, but they don't really change. And so I start talking about elements like about Vallejo and some of the groups that came here early on. Bull bear fights, which most people never even heard of, which were pretty heinous, but they occurred here in the area. It then migrates to the Spanish-American War and how it affected, and into modern times. The novel, the fictional arc of it, ends in the Presidio, where there are 2 graves of 2 Petaluma young men that were killed in the war of the Philippine-American War, not the Spanish-American War.
Are you originally from?
No, I'm a New Yorker.
Really?
Yeah, but I'm in love with California, and I'm glad to be here. I think if Columbus had discovered California first, we never would have discovered New York yet. There'd be no reason to leave. No, I just love this area, and there's so much history, and the good works that are here are just incredible.
Well, as you know, it was hard to discover San Francisco because the entrance to the bay got passed several times by several people in ships.
That's right. That's right. And lucky us, they did find it eventually.
Yeah, right. So is your book out on the shelves yet?
It's on the shelves, but we're going to be selling it at the Occidental Arts Center on Sunday, September 23rd. All of the profits for the book sales will go back to the Arts Center. And it is available at Copperfields and on Amazon and places like that.
Well, I note that you're going to have a question and answer and book signing and free admission.
Free admission, right. They do have refreshments for sale there, but the admissions are free. You don't have to, you know, pay to hear me talk, but I promise you it will make it worth your while to come.
Well, I think the street that it's on is named Doris Murphy Way.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Doris is a part of California history with a vengeance.
That's right.
And I'm sure she would have been delighted to have attended this event.
Well, it's my good fortune to be of service.
Are you going to be appearing elsewhere in the area?
Nothing planned in the immediate future.
Any other books planned?
I'm working on a book also having to do with California, where a group of 49ers led by John Woodhouse Audubon, the son of John James Audubon, the ornithologist. They came to California, and they had an absolutely remarkable story, and I'm putting that together. I don't know when that will be completed. I'm not a professional author, but that's my inspiration right now.
How wonderful that you've stumbled into this area of writing that obviously suits you to a T.
Well, thank you.
I'm sure you're feeling good about it.
I'm happy to be of service to the community. You know, it's not you don't do it to make money. You know, the ego is there, of course, but there's so much I want to get out while I'm still on this earth to share with the next generation. Maybe someone smarter than me can delve into it in more detail and maybe write a real history of it. But I hope it inspires others.
Well, thanks very much for telling us about it. And let's say that Ken Nugent's book, Petaluma Slough, will have a reading at the Occidental Center for the Arts on Sunday, September 23rd, 3 p.m. For information, 874-9392 or OccidentalCenterForTheArts.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.